It's not very good on credit. I'm positive.
No, it's fine.
This weather.
It'll pick up next week. Okay. We're speaking to Mrs. Anna Ferguson, and it's July 31st, 1992. My name is Jody Birchall, and we're at the home of Mrs. Ferguson. First question is, when and where were you married?
June 12th, 1937.
And where were you married?
St. John's Church in Ancaster, Ontario.
Okay. And what was your spouse's name and his date of birth?
Dr. John Douglas Ferguson. He was born in Cumberland here, April 26, 1904.
Okay. We wanted to begin talking about your engagement, if that's okay. First question is, how did you meet your spouse?
Well, I met him up at Big Win Inn in the Lake of Bays in 1932. He was the purser on the boat, and I was a waitress at the hotel there, you know, at Big Win Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't meet him till I went there 2 years. I didn't meet him till the last week of the second year.
And had you known him those 2 years that you were with
him? No,
I
didn't. Well, he was so much older, you see. I didn't, I just went out with the younger boys, like the caddies and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was, because everybody, he was the purser on the boat, so he was busy with, but he happened to be playing. We had like 10 girls in a cabin, and one day he was playing tennis with one of my roommates, and he thought he'd be smart, and he jumped over the tennis net, you know, and he sprained his ankle, so then he couldn't go out on the boat, and so he had to stay in the boathouse for a week or so, and so one of the girls in the boathouse, we went down to see how he was getting on, and she introduced us. You see, that was really the ones that introduced us.
Mm-hmm. Good. After you met your husband, did you start dating, or how did you
start dating?
Well,
then he had to go back to take a sub at the university, at Toronto University. So he went back, and it was the time of the Toronto exhibitions, so he asked me to come to Toronto exhibition. See, I passed through because I lived in Hamilton, so he said on my way back I could just stop off, and so I stayed with my cousin in Toronto. Then I asked him to come and spend a weekend up in Ancaster with us.
And did your husband propose to you?
Well, no, not for a while, no.
But when he did propose, how did he propose to you, I guess is the question.
Well, he had a fraternity, he belonged to fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
We'd been going together for, you see, he was only second year university. In those days, he wanted to get through university, and he was older, so he gave me the second year, I guess I was going. I used to go to different dances, fraternity dances, and Hart House Masquerade and things like that, but then he would,
So, your husband, when you didn't get engaged,
till we got married, you know, till about a year before. He gave me like this fraternity pin, which was meant like the next thing to be engaged.
Okay.
We had the withstanding, and then my aunt from Italy wrote over and wanted me to come and spend a year with her over in Florence. So I went, I was going through for a nurse, you see, but when I had a chance to go to Florence, Italy, I went there because this was his last year at university, so.
So you were in Italy and he was finishing up university?
Yeah, so then when I came back, then he proposed, but he wanted to get through university first. Mm-hmm. But then he had to intern a year at the Western Hospital in Toronto. Mm-hmm.
Did your husband have to ask your parents' permission to?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, they both liked him very much, and my brother, too.
So then there was no objection at all to the marriage?
No, and we liked this family. This.
Did your families know each other?
Well, no. Well, then my godmother brought me down to meet his family, you see, down to visit for a weekend. Mm-hmm. And we stayed at the Chateau Laurier. And,
okay. Can you think of any, not your own wedding, but of any cases where there were objections to marriages? Do you know of anyone that...
Not too much in those days. They were... We seemed to stay in our own little clique, you know. We were all mostly Anglicans or mm-hmm. Protestants. We weren't too many Catholics. Mm-hmm. We kind of kept in our own circle.
So you didn't run into any objections then when you stayed?
No, they stayed in their own circle, more or less. Like, we used to go to the same dances and things together, and then we knew all the boys, and mm-hmm. they'd have these coming out dances, and they're not what they call not out dances. Girls, when you're about 16 to 18 or 19, that was what they would call not out. Then once you came out into society, they called that coming out, you see. So my father gave me this trip to Italy instead of having a dancer. And they all had different parties, would give a dancer a luncheon or a tea or something special, and ask all their friends and stay at the, they'd have it at the country club or something like that, mm-hmm. with the golf links.
Mm-hmm.
And then they entertained a lot in their homes, you know, they all had quite big homes, and they'd have the dances in their homes even.
Okay. So then, how old were yourself and your husband when you did get engaged? You finally officially made the...
Well, we officially made it like a year before. I was 23 and he was 32, I guess.
So when you got engaged, he was an intern at Western?
Yes, the Western Hospital.
And what were you doing at the time?
Well, I was at home. I stayed with... My mother was quite sick, and I had to stay and look after her. We lived on a farm, you see, so I had to stay at home and help her. And we had to hire men and, you know, help. And
mm-hmm.
So we had to
run. Both of your parents were at home at the time of your engagement?
Oh, yes. My father was retired. He retired from the Bank of Montreal
mm-hmm.
when he was 60. Because in those days, in the 30s, you see, he wanted to retire early because let somebody else, a young man, come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then he bought this farm, and he was fond of riding mm-hmm. horses. We had our own horse, so I used to like riding them. So,
and had your mother been employed outside of the home, or had she always worked at home?
Well, she was, it's a long story, she was English, you see. My mother was English. She was born in Reading, and she was the youngest of five girls, and her parents died when she was about five or so. So she had to go out as a governess. And you see, my Aunt Kate married an Italian, and they lived in Florence. And my grandmother used to go over every winter to visit her. And she said, I wish you would get a nice English governess to come and teach my... She had three children, all like steps, a year or two years apart. So my mother went as the governess, and that's how they met. And then she came up to Canada in the summer, you see, and met my father. And he was living alone. He was like a bachelor living at the farm, and he had a man and wife looking after him. Because he was in the bank, you see, he'd go in every day to the Bank of Montreal. But my mother's sisters would wrote, she had four sisters, and they wrote over and teased her, saying that, oh, you, when they found out he was a bachelor, they said, oh, you likely fall in love with him. And she said, oh, no, he was the ugliest man. Ugliest man. But anyway, he had such a nice manner that she fell in love with him. So then she went, they became engaged, and she went back to England and came out the next year and was married in New York.
Oh, really? That's interesting. And then
when you see, when I was 19, my aunt wrote over and said, I wish that Anne would come over and stay with me, and her daughter came out, and we exchanged places for a year.
Oh, okay.
Her daughter came and stayed with my mother, and I stayed with her. So it was...
Did you have any other sisters or brothers?
Yes, I had a brother. He was at Dieppe, Bill of Ellen, his name was.
Mm-hmm.
He was a prisoner of war and for 2 years, and then he finally died from his wounds.
Mm-hmm.
But,
And you had sisters?
No sisters.
Okay. I guess the next question is, did you have an engagement ring?
Oh, yes.
Can you describe the ring? Can you remember?
Oh, yes, I have it.
Oh, do you?
Oh,
can
yeah.
you describe the ring, the engagement
ring? Well, just a plain, we got it at Burke's. We went to Burke's and chose it, you know.
Where was Burke's?
Well, in Toronto. We went to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
It was Rarey Burke's. And I still have the case. Like, they gave you a nice case. And
do you remember how much it cost?
Oh, yes, it wasn't that about $100, and it wasn't that much, but it was a nice solitaire, because being a dentist, they like the stone.
Yeah. So it was a gold band for the solitaire.
Oh, yeah, just give me a minute. Okay. Well, it
was
but that's with my bridesmaids, mm-hmm. two bridesmaids. I still wear it, but the only thing that's too small for me. Oops. It's just
nice.
This is my mother and father's my mother's wedding engagement ring.
Okay.
See, this was the case that
this was your mother's was in this one?
Yes. Well, that was, no, that came
oh,
it was
sorry.
In that one. But I keep the two together because I wear them every day when I go out. Because
mm-hmm.
the case is getting old, so I put it in this one because it, I suppose I put it on because so my fingers are getting old.
Okay. Would your wedding engagement celebrated with a party? You had an engagement party?
Yes, oh yes.
Can you remember what it was like or describe it?
Well, one of my friends had the party, like we all went to the Royal Connaught Hotel and had a dinner dance.
Where was the Royal Connaught?
That's the big main hotel in Hamilton. It was like the Chateau Laurier,
mm-hmm.
and they had a dinner dance. And
Were there gifts presented to you at the engagement party?
Well, this one friend gave me not too much, just the one friend that had the... No, I don't think so, because they all had so many showers, you see.
So you got the gifts at the showers.
Yes, and then... But at that time, you see, there was a lot of... everybody gave silver.
Mm-hmm.
Like even Burke's in Hamilton, you know, they gave me like serviette rings for... I just gave them for brides. They were, you know, as a present because we were in like the bride's book. You know, they put down what.
So you registered with Birch.
Registered with Birch.
And
you
they
see.
They send you a silver. Just a gift.
Yes, a pair, and I still use them for.
Oh,
having them,
nice.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. I think we'll start into questions about your pre-wedding preparation. Who did the preparations or? Made the arrangements for your wedding, like arranging the church and the hall and the food and the flowers and things like that.
Well, my mother and myself and some of the ladies of the church, you know, they get women's guild, like at the church, they arranged
mm-hmm.
the flowers, they all brought flowers from their gardens. We didn't, of course, you know, in those days, my father was retired, they didn't have much money, because it was in the Depression days, so they all brought flowers and arranged the church, and they had mostly dahlias, or gladiolas, and the delphiniums were the decorations.
And you were married, I should ask you now, you were married in the
June.
Church? In a church?
Yes, St. John's Church. Yes, St. John's Church in Ancaster.
Okay. Who paid for your wedding?
Well, my father did.
And did the groom's family have any contribution in paying for the wedding?
Well, they just gave the flowers for the bride and the bridesmaids. That was all. Because the bridesmaids, I guess the bridesmaids paid for their own dresses.
Okay, oh, did they? And your wedding dress was made?
Yes, my father. Yes, we bought it. It didn't cost much, I think only about $150.
Oh.
It was Chantilly lace. We got it in the store in Hamilton.
You bought it?
Already.
Already made? Did you
yes.
have a, was it custom made or was it?
No, just, no, it was just already made. And then we had the veil, but
mm-hmm.
And they fixed to put the, they made a special veil like around my head. Because
mm-hmm.
I had this little wreath that was on my grandmother's wedding veil. And then they had kind of a train there.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you had a train.
Well, I have. I guess I have another top, as you can see. But see, this, all these are roses and thistles that were sewn on my grandmother's wedding. So we had quite a time because this friend said, "Oh, my bridesmaid, she's a this one died. This girl was in blue, and oh, this was in pink, and she was in blue. It was pretty. They were flowered the cap of the over."
Mm-hmm. And you said they paid for their own dresses?
Yes.
Did they buy them in the same place that you bought your dress?
Yes.
And
yeah, they all, yes, that's right, yeah.
Did you pick them out or did they pick them out?
No, we picked them, three of us went together.
Okay. And you bought the hats at the...
At the same place, yes.
And what about the shoes that you wore? Do you remember where you got the shoes?
Yeah, we had to have them dyed.
Oh, okay. Were they dyed a white or did you match the dress?
Just white, I think most of them were white.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of, do you remember what kind of flowers? Well,
Stephanie or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. That was like what they call a sheath, the bouquet.
Mm-hmm. Invitations out for your wedding.
Yes.
Who did you send them to? I guess who? How many guests did you have for your wedding?
Well, about 125, I think.
125 at the church.
Yes, and then they came back to our house, our home, to have the reception.
And I saw the copied one. How did you decide who was to be invited? Was it just family or just family close friends?
Yeah, we had to cut it down. We had just one out of each family because, you know, living in Hamilton, all we had to, especially relations, you know, you had to. And then my best friends, the girlfriends, and then all my husband's friends, classmates, and fraternity brothers. And
mm-hmm. So you had it was a relatively large wedding.
Yes, it was.
Did you have any formal announcements of the wedding? Or
yes, in the paper. Yes, it's in the book.
For
the Hamilton
Spectator?
Yes.
And you said there were a lot of showers given.
Yes.
Do you remember how many there were? Or?
Well, it says they're all...
I can look at
it. You could take that if you want to take it and look at it.
Okay, well maybe...
Would that help you?
Yeah, it would very much.
Yeah, because I don't.
Maybe we'll.
It has the showers in that page. It tells all the. I cut them all out there. I think there are about six or seven showers.
Do you know who held the showers? Were they friends?
Yeah, just my best friends, you see, all had them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any family members that had a shower for you?
Oh, yes, my mother and.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I'll take a look at the ones after and I'll, you know, copy it down.
And bridesmaids.
Oh, your bridesmaids too. At your showers, who attended your showers? Was it, if your friend had a shower, was it just your friends and your family?
Yeah, it's just the friends and her mother and my mother.
And there were gifts at these wedding showers?
Well, yes, they would like have a bathroom shower and they'd all bring something from for the bathroom, or a one was a paper shower and they all brought paper, which was a good idea, like shelf paper or toilet paper.
Do you remember anything particularly memorable about the showers, or something specific that you remember getting that was interesting?
Well, I don't know. The miscellaneous shower was interesting, but it was all different things. Then they had a pantry shower, where they give different things for the kitchen, pantry, spices and things.
Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of handmade gifts, do you remember?
Not too many.
Okay. Did you have to take part in marriage preparation classes through your church?
No, we didn't in those days.
Okay. And did you prepare a trousseau?
Yes.
Do you remember what it contained?
Well, yes, just like I had a going away suit, you see, it was, and turquoise blue, I think it was, and then two or three dresses, and but only maybe three sets of nightgowns and slips and things like that.
So your trousseau was what you packed for your going, for your honeymoon, right?
Enough things to last a year are supposed to be enough clothes that you wouldn't have to buy anything for a year.
Uh-huh.
You know, your underwear and stuff like that.
Okay, because we've had a trousseau, some people consider the trousseau a collection of gifts or special gifts that have been given to them by friends and family that they gather and then they kind of display it before the wedding, is that?
Oh yes, we had like a trousseau tea, yes. Yes, they have a trousseau tea, yes.
And is that different from our wedding shower?
Yes, because then we had to show, display them,
okay,
to show them what your trousseau was like. Like, we had, my mother had a tea before, I guess I could,
mm-hmm,
forgot that, and to show what.
What gifts you received,
is
that?
Yes, and they'd see the, your gifts and everything, and then the trousseau would be in another room. The same with my own daughters. You see, I had four daughters, so I had.
So you had trousseau teas for your daughters?
Had to do the same with my daughters.
Okay. And was it the same people attending your wedding showers as a trousseau tea?
Yes, yes.
And was that your mother's home?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Was anything passed on to you by your family when you got married?
Family heirlooms
that were passed down on wedding day?
No, not too much. I don't think it was mostly all new things.
New things that
you got. New linen and things, yes.
Okay. I'm just going to ask a few questions about the morning of your wedding. What time of day were you married?
About 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. Was there any special reason for that particular time of day?
Well, then they came back and had to, came back to the house and had tea, you see. It was like an afternoon tea in the garden. See, it was in the summer, we just...
Okay. Did you have any last minute preparations that had to be made the morning of the wedding that you can remember?
Oh yeah, the wedding veil, we had that trouble with that. That was my trouble. See, my... And we had to have the wedding veil. We were going to have the wedding veil. My cousin lent us her wedding, her veil, you know, like the jewel part. And we took it to the cleaners, and it perished in the cleaning. So then we had to buy a new wedding
that morning?
Wedding veil. Well, we had the day before, or something. So or 2 days before. So we had to sew all this lace on. That was the only casualty.
I panicked the day before. Okay. who was at the home, at your home, before you went in?
The maid of honor. She did my nails and everything like that.
So she came and helped you got ready?
Yes, okay. She came and helped me get ready. Mm-hmm.
And your mother was there as well?
Oh, yes.
Where did you dress for your wedding? Did you dress at home or at the church?
Oh, at home.
And do you remember any special customs or superstitions, like the bride not being allowed to see
the
groom?
Oh, yes. No, see, my husband and his family came up from Ottawa, and they stayed in Hamilton at the hotel there.
So you weren't allowed to see the bride? Or you weren't allowed to see the groom?
No, he stayed there. We didn't see him for the wedding.
And did you carry something borrowed, something blue?
Yes, the blue garter and all that. Yes, borrowed, I forget now. Yeah, something borrowed there.
And you had a blue garter? And the new was?
A handkerchief or something like that.
Okay.
Or borrowed some beads, I think, or something like that.
Okay. And?
Some pearls.
Your wedding party consisted of the maid of honor. Which was, who was the maid of honor?
Yes, this the one she died, unfortunately, Audrey, Mrs. Airy, which Audrey Chilcott, her father was our minister, you see.
And her father married
you? Well, I guess he wasn't minister then.
Did her father marry you the day of the wedding?
No, I guess he... I'm trying to think. I guess you... I'm not terrible how you forget.
That's okay. Was she related to you, or just...
No, just my best friend.
Best friend.
And this is my maid of honor, too.
You had two maid of honors?
Well, no, I mean bridesmaid.
Okay, bridesmaid. And was this a relation?
No, just a friend, girl, school friend.
Okay. Did they have any extra role in the wedding besides your maid of honor helped you get ready that day and they held showers for you? Did they have any extra role in the wedding?
No, she just held my bouquet. That was all the maid of honor when I was getting married. But
okay. And how did you get to the church that day?
We had a taxi. Drove us.
Okay.
We had two or three, cars. Because we didn't have our car then. Mm-hmm. My father didn't. Peggy. We didn't have a car, so.
Mm-hmm. So you took a taxi to the church?
Okay. Yeah, we had a special taxi we always hire.
Oh, okay. And you hired one for yourself and one for your...
Well, I think they had, one for myself and my father, and then my brother and my mother would go in another car, I guess.
Okay. The day of the wedding, who gave yourself away?
My father.
Okay. And we talked about the flowers you described in the short meeting. Was the church decorated that day?
Yes, the ladies of the guild, of the church guild, they decorated. Like on the pews, they put these flowers. They had delphinium and peonies.
Okay. And was the taxi decorated?
No, it was just plain.
Okay. And you said there were about 125 people?
Yeah.
And how far would the average guest travel? You said you had guests coming from Ottawa. Is that the farthest away?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that would be, because there wasn't anybody much from Montreal. Well, there was from Montreal, too, in those days.
Did they travel by train from Montreal?
Yeah, they come by train, yeah.
But the majority of your guests were in the Hamilton area?
Yes, Hamilton and Toronto.
Okay. Was music a part of your wedding service?
Yes.
Do you remember what it was?
I don't remember, but I remember my this friend was sang. He was the soloist. He sang one of my cousin's nephew.
And did you have someone playing the organ?
Yes, the organist of the church.
And played the wedding march. Okay. I think I asked you this, but who conducted the service? Do you remember the minister? It just doesn't matter.
Well, I was thinking it was the Reverend Mr. Brown, his name was. That's why I was hesitating about Mr. the Chilcott, their father, because I think he was dead. It was the Reverend Bill Brown, I think his name was.
Okay, that's good. And during the ceremony, did yourself and your husband exchange wedding rings?
No, we didn't have the... I know, he just gave it. Didn't seem to do it in those days much.
Okay. So you wore your engagement ring that day?
No, I didn't wear my engagement ring because I left it at home, you know.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have any ring on until he put the ring on.
Oh, okay. So you had a ring.
He just gave me a ring, yes.
Oh, but you didn't give him one?
No.
Oh, okay. Can you describe your wedding band?
Yes, it's just a plain gold.
As soon as the wedding was over, was there, did the church bells ring?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the bell, and the, yes, they rang the bells and mm-hmm. confetti.
And they had confetti. And was there a procession after your wedding to the, to the hall? A procession of cars?
No, they all came out and then they came right down. See, we were about 5 miles out of Ancaster. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, 2 miles out of Ancaster.
So you had to drive it
to our farm. To the farm. It was like a farm. Craig Lee's Farm, it was called.
Okay.
The name of our house.
Mm-hmm. The day of the wedding, were there any photographs taken? These were taken the same day?
Yes, those were taken before the wedding. Oh, God.
Oh.
Those were
this one was taken before the wedding?
Yes.
Okay. Where were they taken?
In our dining room.
Oh, okay.
And this was our house there. That was my home. I grabbed some old-fashioned picture, but that was... Mm-hmm. And this was the church, Ancaster Church. It's a lovely stone church there in Ancaster. I don't know if you know Hamilton.
Not very well.
It's right up on... Mm-hmm. It's a lovely old stone house.
And that's the church you were married?
My grandmother was married there, too.
Oh, really?
An Anglican?
Anglican, yes.
Okay. Did you have a professional photographer come in to take
these? Yes. Yes, Ashby and Quippen, they were good, well-known.
What were the names of them?
Ashby and Quippen. Is it Quippen? Oh, no, Norma Cowley, I guess I was thinking. They were well-known ones for Mayfair Magazine, you see, and then they put the magazine that...
Your photograph is in the name?
In the magazine, that one of the pictures there.
Okay, yeah, I saw it.
Yes.
Okay. Very nice.
Well, I have another one like that. It's all about the one that they did by myself, but I don't know. And it's just, I've got so many different brides. And his wife, that was in the, after the war, like he was a prisoner of war, and then he came back and was married, and he was prisoner for 2 years. And, married, then he died finally from his wounds, but mm-hmm. he married his sweetheart. He came back, he was prisoner of war for 2 years in Germany. After Dieppe, you know, he was, see all my, from Hamilton, all our cousins and everybody went in the raid.
Were they married?
That was in Ancaster, my...
In 19... Mm-hmm.
Oh, about 40. I don't think it was. Then my nephew was born, and he was only 3 months old when his father died, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister-in-law married again, and she had another boy, and they lived in Mississauga.
Mm-hmm.
So I still keep in touch with her. I go down.
How old is she now?
my sister-in-law, well, she was 5 years younger than I was. My brother's just 14 months younger. We were like twins.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
He went to Ridley College. I was looking through the different scrapbooks and finding out all the different things, you know. Where's that from? Of all the different houses later, but they were laughing at me because I seen it. I kept scrapbooks of every, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, it's nice to have now. Sure.
Well, I have one of my brother when he, because it's kind of nice. I'm going to give it to my nephew when I have it now, but. Well, he lives in Ancaster, as a matter of fact. He's a bachelor still.
I appreciate that, because you've done a lot of work on
that. Oh, yes, he's a... Yes, he's a...
Okay. I think, well, we've talked pretty much about all of the wedding. I just want to talk a bit about the post-wedding and what happened after you finished the ceremony. You said you had a going-away outfit?
Yes.
And can you describe it just briefly?
Well, it's just like an ordinary a summer suit, you know, a two-piece suit with a white blouse. I forget.
Did you have it made, or was it?
No, it was ready-made, and a hat and all of, you know, of course in those days we wore hat and gloves.
Yeah. Okay. You said when you left the church they threw
confetti. Yes.
Then there was a reception held at your
at the farm. Yes.
The barn. And did all the guests at the church come back?
Yes, they all came back, you see, to the house and had tea and champagne and everything.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember what type of food and beverages you said champagne?
Well, just sandwiches and cakes and that was all. It's very simple, you know, not.
What did your mother prepare all the food?
No, she had it done, catered.
By a company in Hamilton?
In Hamilton, I think, yes.
Were there any local superstitions about food and beverages that are served at a wedding? Anything that was customary?
No, I don't think so.
You remember, I don't know if not your wedding, but if there are differences between food served at an English or a French wedding, or a Catholic or a Protestant wedding, there are differences at all that you're aware of.
I don't know, because we were Protestant, so we didn't know much about the Catholic.
Okay. What about speeches or toasts at your reception?
Oh yes, well, my uncle gave the toast.
The bride,
yes, uncle and
did they have a toast to each member of
to the bridesmaids and yes, different ones.
Did your husband have a best man?
Yes, he was Dr. Graham Hudson. He's here in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm. And did he have any other attendants, like ushers? Or?
Well, yes, there were both. My brother was an usher, and then he had two other. There were three ushers.
And he didn't have the. Flower
girls and ring bearers? Oh yeah, I had my nephew, I forgot about. Yes, my nephew was just about two or so. He was in like a in powder blue outfit. I have his picture.
Powder blue suit?
Yes, like David Copperfield, you know, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. He was from the States.
Oh, where did he come from?
From Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Wedding.
Well, his mother and father were there.
And they traveled by train?
Well, they drove, you know. I guess Lancaster would be the furthest away from Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Yeah, that is quite a distance to come. Okay, so you said there were toasts to certain members of the wedding party? They have a toast to the best man and a toast to the groom? details of
Well, they toasted the bridesmaids of the best man. Toasted to the bridesmaids. And
did you have an MC? Someone that officiated the speeches?
Well, no, my uncle, I guess, he did most of the...
Most of the time. Okay. Did you have a wedding cake?
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you remember what it looked like?
Just, we made it and then had it iced, I guess.
Was it a tiered cake? Three-tiered cake?
I forgot.
Okay. So you said you had the cake made. And do you remember how far ahead of the wedding that the cake was made? When you started to make it?
Well, yes, it was made, about a month before or so.
And was it dark fruit cake?
Yes, a dark fruit cake.
At the reception, did you have the cake cut into pieces and served to your guests?
Yes, they gave little
pieces away?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember if there was a groom's cake?
No, there wasn't any groom's cake.
Did you save your wedding cake after?
Oh yes, we kept the bottom part for, mm-hmm. or the top, I guess it was the top one for the christening for my daughter, first child. Mm-hmm. She was born for the year after.
Mm-hmm. And you have your cake saved for that?
Yes.
Did you have it, you served it at the christening?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
At the reception, did you have any dancing or any music?
No, we didn't have any music, only at the church.
Mm-hmm. And was the bridal, did you throw your bridal bouquet?
Yes, I threw it, yes, in the garden, like the, mm-hmm. one of my friends, I forget who it was, she.
Okay. Did you throw the garter? Did you
throw
the garter?
Yes, I guess, yes.
Did that too? Okay. Did you receive wedding gifts? I know you probably...
Well, yes, we got a lot for the day of the wedding, too, but most of them sent them ahead, you know.
Oh.
Sent the wedding gifts ahead, because we had them in one of the rooms all displayed, you know.
Okay. Do you remember, can you describe some of your wedding gifts?
Well, yes, I had nice little teeth. Silver tea set that this friend, my father's best friend, gave me, which was a nice surprise. A lovely little one, like with Queen Anne. I still have it. I use it for three pieces of the silver.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of silver, you know.
And would they?
And lovely cups and saucers and all kinds of linens and.
Would they have used your register that you registered at Burke's? So people would
yes.
be coming in to check what have you
yes.
already bought for you?
Yes, that's right.
Did you and your husband exchange wedding gifts?
Yes, he gave me a silver, sterling silver dressing table set, Gresham Coleman.
Mm-hmm. And did you?
And I think I gave him a cufflinks, a gold cufflinks.
Okay. And did you go away on a honeymoon?
Yes, we went to Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you go?
Well, we were away 2 weeks. We stayed at the Brock Hotel there and then went on to right through to the White Mountains and stayed in Lancaster, New Hampshire, my brother-in-law's. And then came back by way of Quebec City,
mm-hmm.
made the rounds for 2 weeks. I know we didn't have much money when we came back.
And, my next question, though, is who paid for the honeymoon?
Well, my husband did.
Did any of your guests play any practical jokes in your newlyweds?
No, we had our car. My brother-in-law had the car down in Hamilton. He had it hidden down in Hamilton. So when we went, he drove us down to get it. You see, he didn't want to have any tricks, because we were afraid my brother would So he didn't.
Okay. So you avoided any jokes, or hard to jokes. After your wedding, did you have an announcement, or had an announcement in the paper of your wedding picture? And after your wedding?
Yes, I guess they would have.
And that was in Spectator?
In the Spectator, yes.
And after you were married, where did you and your husband?
We lived in Ottawa, see, on McLaren Street there.
And what were the reasons for moving to Ottawa for him?
Well, my husband was a dentist. He practiced on Elgin Street for 30 years on Elgin Street.
Okay. And did you work outside of the home after you were married?
No.
The next questions are just general questions about weddings, not specifically your wedding. But do you remember if there are any special traditions that your family followed for weddings? And do you know of their origin?
No, there wasn't anything special. Just
okay. You talked a bit about this with the wedding rings, but how did your wedding differ from that of your parents?
Well, you see, my mother came over from England, and she was married the day she arrived, or the next day after she arrived in America, as she always said. She wrote back to England, said she got married the first day she arrived. She was married. My father and his brother and his wife came as best man. And his wife, there were witnesses, like, and they were married in the little church around the corner in New York, you know.
There's a lot of differences.
So then they went to Gloucester for their honeymoon. It's a lovely resort down near Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And my father used to go down every summer there to spend his holidays, you see. So he told my mother not to, to let them know that all his old girlfriends were wondering when they were married. So he said, just say you haven't been married in a year. Because he didn't want them to know he was on the honeymoon. But they found out. He was a terrible tease.
So it sounds like there was a lot of differences between your wedding and your parents' wedding.
No.
Pardon?
No.
Well,
they didn't have, yes, no, it wasn't just that they didn't have any
but in
cake
terms of
or anything like that. Or
no, I'm sorry, I meant in terms of where you were married and the circumstances around you.
Oh, yeah.
It was different.
No, well, they always went to the church, yeah.
But essentially it was the same thing. Okay. Do you remember any differences between rural and urban weddings?
Not too much, because we lived in Ancaster, and it was like 5 miles out of Hamilton, and yet we were 2 miles from Ancaster. But they all went to church, you see, in Ancaster. No, they were all about the same, it seemed.
Okay. And when you think about the weddings that you've attended over the years, do you think that they have changed?
Not that much, I don't think.
So they pretty much stay the same compared to...
Oh yes, except they go to these big places, the hotels, but you know, spend so much on their wedding, we never spend that much. You know what I mean? $10,000 and all that, which is silly. And stay at these big, golf links or something.
Extravagant
wedding. So we just had simple wedding, you know. And
there's only a few more questions. You were married in 1937.
Yeah.
Those are the question years.
Yes, that's right. Before the war, you see. Yes.
Do you think that the hardships of the Depression years meant that people married later in life?
Yes, I think they did. Except I was, I had to wait for my husband. We were kind of went together for 5 years. But yet we weren't engaged. He didn't believe in long engagements like we went together, but we didn't have an understanding. But we announced it about 6 months before.
So in your case, did you think that the depression had any effect on when you married?
Well, yes, because we would have got married sooner. But
were you waiting for a job?
Well, before he was got. He got established, you see. In those days you couldn't borrow money like a dentist couldn't. Like now a dentist can start up without, he had to pay for all his equipment and stuff. It's a different thing. And then the people didn't pay their bills. Like a third of his patients didn't. You had to write off. They didn't have insurance and all that. He figured a third of the men never would pay their bills, so he had to write that off.
When you did get married in 1937, did you know at that time that he had a job in Ottawa?
Yes, because he looked around to see about buying up practice different places, but then he started up on his own, you know, right on the where Dawson's Drugs. I don't know if you know Ottawa, do you? Right on Cooper and Elgin there by the pizza where the Diamond Restaurant was there. I don't know if you. He was just above there on the top there.
Okay.
And he went up when they were building that building, you see, next to the Elgin Theater.
And you lived right there too?
No, we lived on McLaren and,
okay.
And Elgin.
Okay. Do you think the depression affected the nature or affected the value of wedding gifts?
No, I don't think so, because, it depends. You see, the people that gave, I got some lovely gifts that, they were all quite well off, the people that, it averaged up like some would, you know, most of the more professional people, but.
So you have to, you said you had a lot of silver, nice gifts.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to add? We pretty much finished all of our questions.
Well, my daughter's going to play. She plays at the organ there at the museum. She's flat for the weddings there. It's Jeannie's.
Okay.
I don't know if you know. She's performing tonight at 7 o'clock. I don't know whose wedding it is. Are you?
I'm not sure. I'm there for the rehearsal. It's a rehearsal, I think.
Yeah, rehearsal at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Then is the wedding on Sunday? Or?
There is a wedding on Sunday. I think it's probably the same one. Yeah.
Yes, I don't think it's Saturday because she.
No, it's not. There's nothing.
She just got back.
Wedding Sunday and wedding Monday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's been playing quite a bit this summer at the weddings down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the place at different places?
Does she always play at the museum?
Well, she plays at the United Church or the Anglican or wherever, or even in, you know, Ottawa, different places. She sings and plays at the same time.
Oh, really? Has she done that for a long time?
Yeah, she's a teacher. This may be her.
Okay.
Excuse me. She's